Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You have tuned in to Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio on your computer. It's a call-in show. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love it when you call in and we do mini readings. And these readings have to be about you and your soul journey, not about your little details like, are you going to meet Princess Charming or whatever. I don't want to go there so much as to find out how we're creating our reality. What kind of energies do we need to move to help you get aligned with your soul journey? Because you are a vibrational vehicle of light, and guess what? So am I. And we download all kinds of energies into our physical form. And so a lot of the work when we work with energy is able to, very conducive to, healing mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual properties that run our life. Because we're like computers. My partner's a techie wizard, so I like to really use that computer analogy. I probably overuse it. But we are like computers. We run these programs, and sometimes they run us. And it's our goal here on Radiance by Design to talk to you about what kind of programs you're running, maybe unwittingly, and let's take charge of those, and let's install, let's put in some great concepts, things that you want to create in your world. You know, we've been talking a lot about how energy speed-ups are going on. And of course, like everybody else, I've been listening to my guides and angels, and I've been reading bits and pieces of stuff about what does this mean? Where does the energy come from? What are the speed-ups about? And what it looks like, or what I wanted to talk about today is several things. One is, where are they coming from? Two, how do I cope with that? Because what they're doing is pushing and shoving us and really winding us up to shift denser frequencies inside of ourselves so that our programming will come up to a much higher frequency standard. And that means sometimes life is topsy-turvy. A lot of people I know of lately are kind of dying. I shouldn't say kind of, but there are some options created all the way toward the end of one's life. But sometimes what happens in the speed-up, people feel alienated from the relationship that they had with life and their own sovereignty of life, or the way they could dominate life or create secure styled lifestyles. That's changing. There's a whole lot the guides are talking about how the systems that run our world are actually so fraught with people's controls or people's greeds and so on, that a lot of that is breaking up. And right in the middle of the systems, you have somebody perhaps who's kind of greedy, or somebody who's really a power monger, or really, you know, wants to take charge and likes to keep people limited or whatever, who's also being touched by these frequencies. And some of these beings are actually being touched enough to release the bond, a better way to put it is, to release the controls they have on the way the economic systems are running. It's really quite a fascinating time. Somebody told me in one of my earlier years of waking up has been a long and arduous process for me, and I'm only feeling like I'm still at the beginning. But it was 30-odd years ago, and I heard this fellow talking about how consciousness can't help but rise through us. We're energy beings. And as the consciousness moves through us and we start waking up, and waking up and waking up, consciousness doesn't have any friends or favorites. Consciousness is energy, and it's moving through all kinds of people, whether they're in the military, whether they're in Al-Qaeda, whether they're in deepest, darkest, most have-not sections of Africa or whatever. Consciousness is moving through people on this planet, and we are waking up collectively and individually. So, where am I going with all this? Well, first of all, I'm wanting to talk about how we can create within ourselves, okay? What I'm trying to say is that it can be very topsy-turvy out there. When you think you're really secure, people's marriages are falling apart, people's health is falling apart, people's investments are falling apart. That's not all. There are huge creations going on as well. People are finding miracle ways of investing or miracle ways of developing resources and so on, creating relationships based more on integrity and true love rather than possession and adaptation to circumstances and so on. There's a ton of miraculous in miraculous, responding to these energies coming through, there are an awful lot of really amazing miracles going on as well. So when you watch kind of the dying gasps of certain systems, or you see the war, or we see a lot of like aggressive activities on one side, look also for miracles. And that's a whole other show. I really need to go through news and news broadcasts and so on, and maybe you want to call in with some examples of news where people are literally having miraculous results, because that is going on as well. I can't think of anything offhand because that's not what I focused on today. But if you want to call in and we'll talk about you and what you're doing, that would be great, and I'm going to give the numbers in a minute. What I started to explain is that there are a number of ways that you can and I can set up energies around us which not only protect us from the turmoil that's going on as certain things fade and die, but also help us to enhance our, it's almost like building a vibrational workshop around yourself so you can continue evolving and not be buffeted about by the turmoil of other people's energy or the paradoxical energies that are so common on the planet. So here is the first meditation we're going to do today, which is something that we do most weeks. It's called the structures, and the guides taught Bob and I, Bob's my partner, wonderful Bob, they taught us quite a while back to follow the development of these geometric structures with our mind's eye. And in that structure, it's amazing how we can enhance the rate of our manifestation. So let's all take a deep breath, close our eyes, and go for the development of our vibrational workshop called the structures. You comfy? All right, deep breath. Remember, the energy exchange of a deep breath can really calm us down. Now focus above your head, perhaps a mile and a half, and see there a bright, clear, golden ball. You can actually feel its presence, can't you? And now below the base of your spine, perhaps 10 feet, you see another golden ball. And then draw between the upper ball and the lower ball and run it right through your spine. A white filament of light. It's white with gold and greenish hue, very, very, very radiant. It's a very tiny filament of light that runs from the upper ball through your body to the lower one. Now take a minute and feel what the vibrations of that filament is in your body. Can you feel it? Good work. And now around your body, 8 feet radius from the body, you'll see a series of golden balls, a great circle of golden balls, perhaps at the waist. You don't have to be rigid about where they are. Sometimes your guides will push it and make it a slightly different location. That's okay. It's great. So there's a series of golden balls that create a circle around your body. Good. Now from the upper ball above your head down to the circle of balls, create or let drop many, many, many radiant filaments of light. They're pink. They don't have to be pink, but that's what we're starting with today, and they're very, very radiant, and now you're in a canopy. You're at a pointed top, wonderful pink radiant canopy. And now from the circle of balls to the lower ball, create a whole number of these filaments of pink light. And now you're in a structure. Now take a minute and feel what it's like in this structure. How does the energy feel to you? For me, I get a strange kind of hotness that I always get when we're doing healing work. So there's a strange heat running through me. What's happening with you? Perhaps you'll call in and we can hear. And now also inside the structure, there's an etheric crystal ball. And the sides of that etheric ball touch the insides of the structure around the waist. And to feel that presence of the womb-like, the feminine, creative, almost the floating, loving energy of that crystal ball. And then you move in toward your body. and over the upper part of your body. We're creating a double tetrahedron here, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and they meet at the waist. So you're in the structure of the double pyramid. It's a tetrahedron, a double tetrahedron, and it's the building block of creativity and, the building block of reality. Now, whilst you're in that structure, spin it. Spin it and spin it and spin it so you're going very fast in it. And while you're spinning like that, look at a magic screen in front of you. There's a magic screen. And on that screen, place the images, the little movies, the stuff you want to create. Okay? Place the movies of what you want to create on that magic screen. Good. Take a minute. Good. I have lots of personal journey stuff I put on there. Self-esteem, love, forgiveness, expansion. Doing a television show, more radio. Healing for various people. Books. What do you have on your screen? Now remember, when you're doing this kind of visualization, you want to experience those little movies. You're in them. You're the star. They're your dreams. Even if they're for other people, you feel what's going on in there. Excellent. And draw your attention back to the double tetrahedron. Is your tetrahedron still spinning? Mine is today. Some days it isn't. What's happening with yours? Okay, now relax. Now that's not as complex a structure as you might think, but you can learn to throw those structures up around yourself in a heartbeat. You're going to a meeting. You're going to do something with your kids. There's all kinds of situations in which you can just throw that around your body. Just create it and then see the outcome. Just see the outcome on your magical screen. Now, here's some numbers. If you'd like to call in and tell me what's up with you, we'll do a little mini reading on you, see what's going on in your world, what it is you're trying to learn at this time, and where you're holding yourself back, usually because of attachments or old beliefs and so on. Here's the number, 877-876-5227. Again, that's in the States here, U.S. 877-876-5227. And if you're listening from Canada, hello, fellow Canadians, 888-810-8322. Call in. And then if you're calling from anywhere else in the universe, you call through to 530-876-3222, and I hope you're going to call in. And let's create some intentions for this show. Let's see, my intentions are, first of all, to have a lot of fun with this. I love it when you call in, and quite often it's fun for me, and I hope it is for you. So let's have some fun with this. Another intention I have is to make a change in consciousness. So as we do this kind of a show, and many of you on BBS Radio do these shows, where we send out a higher energy, a higher field of consciousness, and that changes the world, changing the world one vibration at a time. That's another intention I have. And let's see, and I have an intention to have a number of callers today. We had, I think, 7 last time. It was really fun. So let's hope that we're going to have a number of callers, and I'm intending that we have at least one from, let's say, 2 from outside of the U.S., just to get the sense of how global it is to be on Internet radio. It's fun. The Internet reminds me of those concepts that we are all one, and that all over the world we're in the same net, the Internet, all over the world. So I really love to have that influence exemplified by your calls from outside of our country, as well as within the country. So let's talk about that. All right, I have some. What we were talking about is the vibrations being downloaded from the universe. And what I gather is that we've been set up as an experiment on this planet Earth. And we were given free will, and apparently we were cast out, or not really cast out, but quarantined from the rest of the universe, which I gather is some kind of a big mall, a big energy mall where everybody's mingling and getting along, and there's all these different species and so on. And so we're a kind of an experimental species. Oh, goody, we have a caller. If you just wait 1 minute, I'll finish this thought so I don't forget to finish the thought. So we're kind of an experimental species, and we have been fathered by several different universal races, and we've been put in a position of being hands-off, being kept away from these races, whilst we, with our free will, learn to evolve and grow. And we're going to talk more about that after we talk to our caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
I just had a question for you.
Ready?
I would really like to know, if at all possible, my connection with maybe a past life, maybe at the time of Lemuria.
Okay.
And I just would like to know what was I in that time? I mean, what was I doing in that time, or did I exist in that time?
Well, you know, it's funny because sometimes they don't get as direct as we are. So what happened, as soon as you said you wanted to know something, boom, I see you coming in from Sirius. So your soul came in, according to what we're seeing today, from Sirius, which is way out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sirius people are energy beings, I gather, and they're part of, I just mentioned how we have ancestral or father beings that started us off as a species, and the Sirians are a part of that. So you came in, and you have a very long soul history here, which you're just waking up to in this life. In this lifetime, you're going to start to really activate the knowing that you have. In Lemuria, it appears that I believe you had several lifetimes in Lemuria. And one of the things that you did was you have in your heart, you seem to push. You were some kind of teacher, sort of a scientific character, more on, instead of just a sage, not just, but a sage who tells everybody what he knows, you're somebody who experimented, did a lot of research in Lemuria.
Mm.
And it was a beautiful life. I see that you have like three there, one of them which is the strongest and seemed to be a signature life, or a life that carried the theme that you brought from Sirius, had to do with research and pioneering concepts, as if from Sirius you brought some very powerful, not just healing tools, but educational tools and ways of helping people redesign their lives.
Sure.
And very, very loving. You seemed very isolated in that life, as if you were so intent upon your work that you didn't actually share much with other individuals. Does that make sense?
Yes.
How does that feel? Because your chest looks like your heart feels kind of pushed and pulled regarding courage and love. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
Love is so expansive, and so is courage, and there's this conflict going on in your chest as you activate the knowing and the awakening of some of your emotions from that time.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a strong connection with those through my dreams. And like you said, this awakening, it's just amazing. I've been having these dreams, like these, I guess you'd say, portal dreams, like interdimensional dreams.
Great.
And I couldn't understand. I've seen the dream like this pillar of light, and at the base of it, there's like this circling, like this energy. I don't know if it's like angels,
uh-huh,
but what it is. And then off to the right, there's like this volcano, and it's like erupting, like something like a past life or something. I can never understand what that was.
Well, you know what's really weird? It's not weird, but it's non-linear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm seeing is, when you talk about the portals, of course, there's a whole Sirian thing about, and there's eagles just flying across in front of us as we talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and they're quite a, well, anyway, they're quite a messenger, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that you are coming in, reattuning yourself to why you came from Sirius, what you knew. There's an opening there. You said, I don't know if they're spirits or what, but I just see the energies of your origins are activating. It's almost like you're activating an awareness of your origins and what it is you were trying to do in Lemuria, and you have been continuing in this lifetime. You're going to continue with the process, but you're just waking up to get to the point where you can do that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're being whacked over the head with a 2x4 in a very beautiful, beautiful, artistic way. You understand?
Yes.
So you can wake up.
Yeah. And my other strong one feeling that I've been having is from the Pleiades.
Great.
And that's another one. I see these, like these temples, these beautiful temples, and these white marble floors, it seems like. I don't know what it is, but it's, I'm standing on it and overlooking like this waterfall. I hear a roar. It's just beautiful.
Okay, so what do you feel is your connection between the Pleiades and Lemuria? Because I feel so intensely emotional when we look at this. It's incredible. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I just feel like warm around me. It's like energy.
Isn't it nice?
It feels so warm.
And the Pleiadians are also our forefathers. You know, the Syrians and the Pleiadians, and there are others, but I'll just go with those right now.
Is that kind of the ones that brought the mystery teachings from the mystery schools?
I think they came from a compilation of several, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the Pleiades, you seem very sprightly in the Pleiades, almost like you had a wonderful time there. Does that make sense? Teaching,
yes.
Learning, expanding, but you look fun and ebullient and full of yourself in the sense, not in the negative sense, but in, I know who I am and I'm so happy to be doing this stuff. And then making the choice to leave those environments. I don't feel like you were blown out of the water in the Pleiades, but I think you were in your third lifetime in Lemuria.
Hmm.
I feel like you were absolutely, I don't know what happened, but it looks like you were devastated or destroyed or something. How does that feel?
Yeah, I just wondered if that was when Lemuria went under or something. I didn't survive. You know, the catastrophic, you know, whatever took place during those times.
Well, I don't know enough about the research, but I would say that from what I do know, that I've just heard wisps about, or mists about, is Lemuria disappeared into the mist. But there's something about you in a cataclysmic, you were shut up. Like, there's something that happened to you in a more, almost a political way before the end of Lemuria.
Like, before I warned everyone or something? Something
like that. Something,
wow.
And I can't quite tell what it is, except that I see you having some ruckus, and you're really in a dangerous position. But as far as the end of Lemuria, I'm just seeing the myths and the disappearance and so on. But you're already done.
Wow.
You're finito at that point. But the first life in Lemuria was a wonderful life for you. You look like you had amazing recognition, not as a rock star, but as someone who had integrity and teaching and earnestness and absolute love for the people that you taught. And you're also doing research all the time, and you love that. Do you do research in this lifetime?
I just study a lot of spiritual stuff.
I read
a lot of spiritual books and overtones.
And I don't really want to put you down, but you're young yet. You know, you've got a lot of enriching to do, and it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
I'm 100 years old, and I'm also young yet, so we're always learning, you know, as you activate and open up. Holy mackerel, it's amazing what can come up, eh?
It is. Well, I wanted to thank you, Veronica, for that.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for your call in and for your courage to call in.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, Brian, we'll talk again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Now, what I'm understanding, I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of information. I feel like we've been to the Saturday matinee almost with the wonders of the pictures and, well, a higher caliber picture than we used to get at the Saturday matinees in the olden days. But we all have these amazing soul journeys. And as these energies, the higher frequency energies are coming through in vortex form is what I'm understanding. And the fact that we came in and were kind of an experiment, we were cut loose from the universal, community consciousness, if I could put it in such glib terms. But what I gather is source energy and Mother, Father, God, Creator, Spirit is really moving a lot of this energy through us these days, and we're becoming, I don't think we're being scooped right back into that system, but we're becoming more and more alive in that universal system, and we will be meeting more and more of the beings from whom we've been separated, and there are many who are observing us. So the energies are coming through rather fast, and they're interrupting or polarizing or what would you call, disturbing our sleep, the way we felt victimized, limited, the way we felt held in place by the way the economic, for example, power structures have been, the political power structures, that which constructed limitations in our cellular structure to keep us sort of dying at around 70 and keep our consciousness limited so we really don't know what the rest of the universe is doing. Not only that, we don't believe it's out there. Ta-da! So what's happening is we're waking up. So Brian's a great call. He's talking about how he's waking up through his dreams. How many of you are doing that right now? How many of you are experiencing more and more opening of who you are, what amazing vibrational beings you are, and how you have such an ancient lineage that has to do with several other, if not many other, connections with other galactic centers. It's very exciting times. So what I was reading about and with both my guides and with the wonderful book that I'm reading is that these vortexes of energy are being downloaded, and some of us are having a little bit of trouble digesting them, meaning it's creating a much faster movement on our planet, much faster movement in ourselves. So like we have the opportunity, if you harness your consciousness and it through intention, if you really use your focus, you can recreate your cellular structure, even your DNA. You can, if you're a product of a genetic, what most of us have genetic thought limitations, like everybody in my family is a control freak, things like that. And that just runs through your DNA. We have the ability to access that awareness in ourselves and actually shift it. Holy mackerel, part of the reason is because our energy structures are moving very, very fast. What used to be kind of a limited, repeatable energy style is now moving very quickly. And we have the ability to harness that movement, to take advantage of it, kind of like acupuncture, I guess, using your mind as a sculpting tool or your mind as the needles of the acupuncture, focusing them in certain ways, and then creating great changes in our own body, in our own cellular structure, and in our DNA. Well, prove it, you say. Well, I don't know if I can prove it, but let's do some exercises together and see what happens in your world. So let's take a minute here, and we're going to wrap ourselves in light. This exercise will just take probably a couple of minutes, actually. And I want you to wrap yourselves in light, because even though we're on the air, okay, and so it seems like we're all separated except for these little vibrational connections called wires, we can actually take in each other's complexes. You can take in my difficult thought processes and old emotions, and I can take yours in, and you can take in somebody who's living in Timbuktu, and that's a long way from you. You're in Toronto, and you can take it in just by being focused together, because there's no time and space when it comes to our energy bodies, okay? So I can't tell you enough to separate yourself from other people on a regular basis so that you can authenticate. We always breathe each other's thinking. We breathe in each other's emotions, and there's a collective consciousness, which isn't exactly always wise. It can be. But it's not always wise. It's kind of like a product of all the thoughts we've ever thunk. And then we breathe them in and we live them and we think it's truth. And it's really not. It's very limiting. Who you are is wildly creative. And you can take yourself beyond pretty much any limited situation. But it takes a little exercise. And that's what we're going to learn today. Sometimes it takes a lot of exercise. Just had an argument with somebody about that. It didn't happen to me last week. I'm going, well, sometimes it takes a lot longer than that to break the bondage of our repeated patterns, because those repeated patterns in those programs run through our brain patterns, and we need to open them, get in touch with our brain's plasticity, our cellular plasticity, and make changes. And sometimes it takes us a while. Well, enough of that preamble. Let's get to work on this wonderful little meditation. And you're going to select deep within yourself, okay? What trait in yourself would you like to change at this point? Let's pick something that you might consider to be genetic, okay? So it could be, it can be about addictions. It can be about resistances. It can be about emotionalism. It can pick something that you want to change, not something that you want to get better at or something that you want to have more of, okay? Okay. Or defensiveness. Pick something like that runs in the family. Criticalness. I don't know how many people say, I come from a very critical family, right? It's probably in your cells. Maybe it's in your astrology. Who cares, right? So I want you to focus on something like that you don't really like interfering with your all that you are lifeness, okay? You all got it? All right, call it up. I always ask for my guides and angels to come in and help with this because they really do enhance. You all have them too. They really enhance energy work in a big way. So I want you to call up whatever it is you're thinking about. I decided to pick defensiveness. All right? That's not all I have I want to change. I'm just picking one, okay? You pick something. I'm going to call up all my defensiveness. You call up what it is you're talking about. Now, where is it in your body? Exaggerated. I want you to feel where it is in your body. You don't know? Well, just ask yourself, where is it in my body? Your body will tell you. Okay, now exaggerate it. I want you to ask for help from your guides and angels in the name of the Christing, in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. Always throw in some holy names to really raise the frequency of your work. And let's command total release of that energy now. Total release of that energy now. Now, do you feel a shift in your body? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're also going to call in a platinum spiraling light. Calling in a platinum spiraling light. And have that spiraling light move in through the top of your head. And move round and round in your head, spiraling, cleansing, clearing, transforming, spiraling, transforming, all the way through your neck and through your shoulders and your body. Yeah, and just keep washing out your body. And have it run all the way down through your legs and into your toes till they tingle. And that spiraling platinum light sutures you to the earth, so it just runs through your feet and into the earth. Now have it shoot back up through the soles of your feet and have the spiraling platinum light move right up through your legs and up through your body and up through the top of your head. And how does that feel? And now I want to say, so let's replace it. And you might even want to throw a structure around this. I'll remind you about the shape of the structure. So let's replace it with, mine was defensive. So I think what I'd like to be is radiantly powerful, and I don't need to be defensive, because if you're really loving, you send out an expanding frequency, and it's in your aura, and it's in your body-mind, and it really goes through and does an amazing healing in your body-mind for yourself and for other people. So I want you to call up whatever it is the opposite of what you did, or not the opposite. Mine was defense, and I noticed if I'm really loving, then I'm protected, so I really don't need to be defensive, do I? So let's call up feeling really loving, or you can say happy, or rejoicing, or optimistic. What would you like to replace your whatever it is you've cleared? And have it run through your body. Call it in and feel the love. I'm using love as a good example. and feel the love. And feel the love that comes from yourself. Excellent. Now feel the love that comes from all those amazing beings around you. We have this higher self, and we have these wonderful guides and angels that just really support us with love. And have them just download tons and tons of love. Good. And to take away the defensiveness. So then I'm going to walk into the world in a really loving way. Now, one of the parts about love that I didn't mention, but I should have, was the self-love. What you want to do is have self-love there. And if you don't have self-love, the other love is fine, but you might go out and bust up some stuff with more negative, more defense, and so on, if you haven't got the self-love in behind those old feelings. Good. And now we're going to talk to several people out there who nobody's calling in, so I'm going to call out. Calling out! And I'm going to look at somebody out there who's got some kind of... I'm seeing a woman. You know what? The thing I'm reading, I'm going to say a woman, but it doesn't have to be a woman. So if you're a man and this touches you, go ahead and let it touch you. We're going to make this as universal as we can. But what I'm seeing is a woman with short hair. She's got blondish brown hair. And I'm seeing her holding a ton of energy in her belly area, the second chakra. And in that energy, she's holding away from herself any self-love. She's confused. She's really hurt. And she thinks that she has to be that way, partly because of, it's funny, two things I want to see, partly because of her history and partly because of her astrology. Have you ever done that? Because you're this or that, astrologically or numerologically or enneagramically or any of those things, I have to be this or that. Well, you know what? It isn't necessarily true. It's a guide. It's a guide telling you how you function. But it doesn't have to be true. So I see this person feeling thwarted by genetics, and by something to do with astrology. I don't know who it is, so I can't really be clear here about what it is, but I see astrology in there, and I'm going, okay. So this one is very frustrated, she's agitated, and she feels somewhat stymied. And now on the left side, on the right side of her body, covering her liver and the belly area, going down right to the pubic bone, and taking over the most of the right side, not quite to the left pelvic area. There's this huge blob of old subconscious energy. And that subconscious energy is just full of stuff that tells her she can't be free, expanded. It's telling her that she is this kind of person. She's one who's not quite able to reach where other people are. She's not able to be free like other people. This is not true. This is a belief, okay? So what we're going to do is call that up and feel it and really exaggerate that. Wrap yourselves in light. When we do this, wrap yourself in light, or you'll just take on people's energy. Put huge slabs of light between you and other people. And the more you do that, the more other people get to help themselves to your light without you taking them on empathetically. So here we are with our person here. Yep, good. And we're asking her to see that big program, that great blob of energy in her body. And we're asking the angels to come and take it. Because you know what? It isn't true. It doesn't matter how you describe yourself. Everything is available for change. And now let's call in a violet flame, okay? Saint Germain's big gift to us. Let's call in the violet flame and see its cyclonic wonder dancing and whirling through my friends. Nameless, I don't know who this person is, but we're seeing a violet flame move toward the perineum, which is that space at the bottom of the body, and have the violet flame move up through her body and burn and burn and burn and burn that leftover old belief structure that's there in her body, because it's not who she is, it's a belief structure. And oh yes, it has been created through genetics, has been created through her cellular history, because she's one who's also had a huge, huge disappointment having left her galactic home. I would say that she has a big Andromeda connection and also Pleiadian. And so she's been very, very disappointed through many of her lives on this planet because it's not what she thought it was going to be, and she left what she thought was home. So there's been a real resonance of being disappointed about home and not being able to find home here. So we're going to just run the violet flame up through her body. Good work. And we're sending the violet flame up through her body, and then the guides are adding to it a really golden light and sending a golden light up through her body. Excellent. And now this one is able to create within her beingness that she belongs here and that she's a transformative being in a state of understanding consciousness, that she's truly awakening to being a vital force for many other people. And that's the affirmation that we start putting through. I'm a vital force of transformation for other people as well. For everything that you change in your body, mind radiates out there, and other people become activated by that which you are transforming inside. Does that sound like anyone you know? All right, so we're going to move on to another person. And what we're going to see here is, this is a way for us to move our programming. And we're going to see another person who's got a whole different self-image, a whole different belief of structure. This person is very, very intelligent and has a strong psychicness, but a very, very controlled intellectual aspect. And this person is very, very, very intelligent and very, very psychic, but doesn't allow, I think it's a male, but anyway, doesn't allow himself to admit the psychicness because he doesn't want to lose the respect for his intellectual nature. Well, I can understand that, because you know what? You call yourself a psychic, and a lot of people think you're psycho. We're not, but that's what they'll say sometimes. You just have to always deal with that. But in any case, this person, as I look at him, I say, and it might be her, but I think it's a him. I look at that person who's really fighting with his natural propensity to expand and grow and become more and more intuitive and be able to see beyond the planet. He's fighting it like mad, but he's tired of fighting it. So, you know, when we do this kind of work, we're not trying to take charge of his choice. When we do this work with the etheric, we see that he himself will be the one who makes the choice. If he doesn't make the choice, nothing that we do will work. But in essence, what we can do is send, again, an awareness. Let me see. He uses a lot of blue light. So let's send a lot of blue light in through his body. And let him take advantage of energies that we're sending in order to transform blocks that he's had and allow himself to integrate a very powerful psychicness. Excellent. And you know what I saw is that he looks like he does that. He has a full capacity to do that really, really fast. And he doesn't have to lose respect with people because he's becoming psychic. He just needs to be able to see more on the planet and understand what on earth people are doing. How does that sound? So the bottom line here is what's happening is that we're actually going to be evolving and moving through these faster, higher speed energies in order to become more a part of the universal community. We're going to be able to change a lot of the limitations that have been applied to us as an experimental species. And we're going to be able to mingle with beings from off the planet. We're going to be able to hear and speak and know what some of the alien forces are. And we're going to really be able to work with that. It's not going to be a hard job for us because we're coming out of quarantine. We're coming out of a time where, as a species, nobody was allowed to interfere with us. Now they're bringing themselves, apparently, we're going to have a lot of visitations with beings from other galactic centers because it's allowed now and also because we need a little bit of help. I don't know, some people will say, you know, they're not going to help us because we have free will. But my understanding is that as we understand more and more about the beings that are from different parts of the universe, whether it's the Pleiades, Andromeda, Arcturus, Sirius, and so on, then we start to open up more and more, and again, we get activated. And the genetic memory of where we've been before and what kind of powers that we do have will start to wake up and avail itself to us. And then I wonder what's going to happen on this planet. What happens with people who are controlling our consciousness with the economic systems or the political systems and so on. That's a real interesting concept. Now, we have a little bit of time. Why don't you call in so we can talk to you about your life? I have to figure out where these numbers are one more time. Why don't you call in with your questions about what you think is happening? Are you getting strange dreams? Are you getting all kinds of wake-ups coming to you? Here's the numbers. 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. 888. If you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. And if you're anywhere else in the universe, and I guess you might be coming in on all kinds of these different galactic energy waves, it's 530-876-3222. Wouldn't that be exciting if we had a call from outer space? You think that's possible? Anyway, so I wanted to talk about that. Like, what does it mean that we're having these downloads? My guides also showed me one day that it was very like, they showed me some, that they don't always show the same thing, so it's more believable, of course, but at one point they were showing that there's a great wave of energy moving through the universe, and that we were, our whole galaxy was actually moving and tilting in response to this wave of energy. It was like a huge wave. It was like we were in an ocean. Absolutely fascinating. And at that time, it was very tumultuous on the planet. And I suspect that wave isn't done yet. That was a couple of years ago. And then I read about that very thing. And so I can't remember what it was I read, but I read about that very thing that was supposedly happening in the universe. So, let's see now. I wanted to read something from this book, which I've dropped. Oh, never mind. I can't find it right now. All right. Let's take another look at someone. Let's see who you are. Let's take another look and see who else is there. Oh, goody, you're calling. You can see that I'm struggling here because I wasn't sure where to go from here. So you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. My name is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I had an experience today with one of my critters that I'm probably going to be processing for a while, but that wasn't my question.
Is that a horse critter?
Yeah, this is amazing. We just built this 20 by 20 shelter, and all my horses eat out of the same pile of food. They just love each other. They're family.
Mm-hmm.
And he waited until this
afternoon.
They
eat family style, you mean?
Yeah. So I went out to feed him lunch, and he looked at me, and all of a sudden he started walking in circles and laid down in the center of this 20 by 20 in the shade with the other two horses eating, and went into like this colicky thing, but I just, you know, I don't really believe that's what it was. I think he was really trying to move something off, and he was calling me to help him. I'm not really sure. I just know that I held space and did some. I was up with him. He was flat out. I would pull his legs for him. But he seems to be better now. It lasted about an hour. I just did all sorts of things.
What happened? Is he's a very psychic horse, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
And him and I are very connected, and I think he's my teacher.
Well, you know, this is going to sound funny, but he appears to have had a visitation of some sort.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's very interesting, because I want to say also that his digestive system is central, you know, his digestive system is hypersensitive. Do you know that?
Right, and I had given him some garlic, and I think that kind of triggered it on the physical, you know.
Yeah, because I'm seeing several things. One is he had a kind of a shock, and it was a being, it was a human being, and it was a woman with a kind of robes is sort of from a totally different period in time, maybe like 2,000 years back, the nature of the robes that they're showing.
Wow.
And he had some kind of experience, and there's a reason for that, is that he He also kind of time travels, or he crosses thresholds all the time. You know that, eh?
Right. He's a journeyer.
Yeah. And I don't know if I've ever seen a horse that does that before. Perhaps I haven't asked enough horses, you know. But he's very, very, very sensitive to different dimensions. And I feel like he got shocked by this last visit. And yet it's not a malevolent visit. I don't see any kind of big problems with it. Just that it shocked him, and then his digestive system went completely awry.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted your safety. He wanted you to make him safe.
Yeah.
And he gets really angry with you, that one, doesn't he?
He gets very angry with me.
And you've known him. You have... This is funny, Vicky. You have karma with his horse, honey.
Yeah, I know. I say that to people, they go, yeah, right.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's very frustrating for me. I get very frustrated and
he's been your horse when you've been a very elegant woman, very, very delicate person way back when, I would say in the darker ages. Well, actually, it's more like the 12th century.
And sometimes I wonder if he's trying to, you know, pull that back out of me, that softness, that kindness, that...
I would say so. I think he's angry because in that life, in this life you had to be very feisty and you're working through a whole lot of karma. You knew that, right?
Right.
Okay. In that life, you were a sweet, delicate little thing and he took care of you a great deal. But, and I don't know where you were, as if you were in some kind of semi-protected, like castle kind of environment, but then you're in an institution of some sort, like a nunnery.
Oh, huh.
And he was with you in both places. I mean, you were very, very delicate. Probably died at about 14.
Yeah.
And he wants that from you. He wants the guides are saying this. It's not just memory. He wants recognition from you.
Right.
He was a very, very stalwart supporter of you your whole life. And. He also has so much of the, metaphysical, that isn't the right word when we're talking to animals, but he's got so much of the multidimensional aspects to his life that sometimes it's hard for him even to walk in certain places. Do you know that? It's almost like his foot wants to step in different dimensions and he gets mixed up.
He does strange things that I've never seen a horse do before.
And he's not a normal horse.
And
but why would he be with you if he were?
Yes. That'd be too boring for me, right?
Right, that's right.
He comes to me sometimes in dreams. I haven't had him in a dream in a long time. I haven't had dreams in a long time. That's why I was calling. Was what I have been having is like lightning going off in my head, in my brain. It's like this big. It's not just like a bolt. It's my whole brain.
It's pretty exciting, actually, isn't it?
It is. It's like I'm not getting any information on it, so I'm just really trusting. And I think that part of the process is just to trust and allow it.
Are you afraid?
Sometimes. Not as afraid as I used to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too afraid at this time. I mean, I might have been terrified. However, I would suggest you don't have to be afraid that there's a huge activation coming, and you ask for it every day. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And there's some awakening to process in history where you were in the cataclysmic. It's probably Atlantis, because you were in the cataclysmic endings of that society.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start crying and getting hysterical. I don't think that's me. I think that's you.
Yeah, it hurts my heart.
Yeah, and there's something about this, though, that is, yes, it was an ending, and that was tragic, but there's also something about the energies that were going on in those days where you had in your brain amazing knowledge and power, and a lot of that got shut down by the trauma. You know how trauma shuts down our brain?
Right,
and the guides are saying you're going to have a lot of that opened, and you're going to start seeing, hearing, knowing, and understanding things that will become suddenly available to you that are reminiscent or have been stored, if you will, in your brain and your receptive center since that time.
Uh-huh.
And it is going to be a really interesting time. So I would have a lot of baths. Do you have a lot of water?
No. the bathtub got shut down.
Do you have a shower?
Yeah, I have a shower.
You need to have water. It's something to do with the electricity and the...
Right, because I can't even seem to drink enough water.
Yeah, because it's something, what it does is it flicks things in your body mind electrically, and all of a sudden you have all of this stuff that needs to be released, needs to be washed off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's really a big time for you.
Yeah.
Now, your own guide is very, very strong about helping you with this right now. So you should probably get more messages than ever before.
Yes. Yes.
This girl's opening up. This girl's opening up. You're going to be multidimensional.
With my multidimensional horse.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Purple sage, purple rider. Pardon me?
That's pretty cool.
I think that's really wonderful, but somehow you're going to have to make harmony with him, with your gentle side. He knows that. He's afflicted by whatever pains took you down in that life, and the fact that he's responsible for you, and he's really annoyed with you because you won't play with him.
Because I won't what?
Play his game.
Oh.
He's trying to wake you up, you know?
Well, he seems to push my buttons, and usually frustration and anger because I don't get it, you know? Or
you know what's really funny is I think you just have to be with him on those, and to stop trying to get it and just be energetically with him, because he, you know, work's going to come. He's very vibrationally strong, that horse.
Yeah, and that's basically what I did today is I just sat there. And, I mean, there was, on the emotional level, in my physical being, I mean, there was huge waves of stuff moving through.
I'm excited. Well, we should do a whole show on horses, if not more, because there's so much that he's doing as a catalyst to your activation and vice versa.
Yeah.
And I have to go, Vicki, but
okay.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
This is Veronica Entwistle saying thanks for your calls today. And remember, we're all being activated. Things are changing so fast on the planet, and the recommendation is to get in there and harness. Instead of being confused and backing up and being afraid, go in there and focus on where the distress is and then harness its movement out. Do some clearing with some energy fields and then set your intentions your way and energize it. This is Veronica Entwistle. You've been listening to Radiance by Design, and we'll do it again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. West Coast time. And I'll be talking to some of you from Jackie's show, which is called ET Healing, at 8 o'clock on Thursday evening here on BBS Radio. And it's just been a pleasure. I send out many blessings and much love to you as we change the world together. So go ahead, practice radiating by design.